This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. In the wake of the Flint water crisis, we've all asked ourselves, how safe is the water we're drinking? In looking for answers to that question, we discover that so many of our aging school facilities in Michigan and around the country have the potential to expose our children to lead. State Representative Adam Zemke is a Democrat from Ann Arbor, and he is sponsor of House Bill 4120. If it were to become law, it would require local water providers to conduct tests for lead and other contaminants in public schools' drinking water at least once every 3 years. Thank you for joining us on WEMU, Representative Zemke.
Good morning, David. Thank you for having me.
On the surface, the legislation seems like a no-brainer, but this is a rather volatile political environment, and very little is introduced with any degree of certainty. What are the challenges in getting this measure to the governor's desk?
Well, you know, I think that the political challenges around this legislation are always going to be interesting. I actually think that there is a good degree of bipartisan support for something like this. And we've seen some of that, in fact, in the past in the Senate. Both myself and a state senator introduced similar pieces of legislation last term, and those came from both major political parties. And so, I think that the challenges are going to be interesting. We're obviously very interested in seeing this legislation go through. That's why we introduced it for a second time, first time this term, but second time total. And, we're going to see what happens.
I want to come back to the issue of bipartisanship in a few moments, but I want to dive into your bill a little bit further. The bill proposes testing at least once every 3 years. Until such time, every lead faucet, every lead pipe, and every lead connector is replaced. Shouldn't there be testing with even greater frequency?
So that's an excellent question, David, and one, quite frankly, that we were very, very undecided on in terms of the frequency by which testing should be conducted. And so what we did in this case, and what we do in many cases, we look to other states that have similar policies. And the three-year requirement was essentially an average that we pulled from looking at other states' policies. So is it the right frequency? To be totally frank with you, I don't know. I think that we should have that debate and discussion in the committee process around the legislation.
The bill also, the bill also indicates the testing should be conducted by local water suppliers. Now, Ann Arbor has its own municipal supply, the Ypsilanti area served by the Ypsilanti Community Utilities Authority. It purchases water from the Detroit Water and Sewerage Department. How do you determine which entity tests which schools, and how do you hold all of these varying stakeholders to uniform standard?
Well, I think that what we would want to do is, there are standards on drinking water at the state and national levels, but I think that the key is that we would want the testing to be conducted by the entity that's in charge of the school. And so I would say probably the school district or the local water authority in this particular case. I think that having a state agency do it would probably create an inefficient method of actually conducting the testing. I think that there obviously needs to be coordination so that we have a good idea that things are in good shape. But I do think that this is really best handled by the local entity the actual testing.
Would it also require independent verification?
I think that's probably something that should be talked about. It depends on what the description of independent verification is. But obviously, the key thing is we want to hold everybody accountable to make sure this is done correctly.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking water safety with State Representative Adam Zemke. The Democrat from Ann Arbor has proposed a bill that would require local water providers to conduct tests for lead and other contaminants in public schools' drinking water at least once every 3 years. Now, it is part of a larger package of bills co-sponsored by State Representative Stephanie Chang of Detroit, Sheldon Neely of Flint, and Phil Phelps of Flushing. Let's look at the other parts of the package for a moment. Representative Chang's measure would increase transparency concerning water rates and shutoffs. Representative Neely's bill would establish water testing and interventions for child care centers, and Representative Phelps would establish criteria for the water testing method and action level of engagement of the department as it relates to the lead and copper rule. Now, Representative Zemke, it seems the idea behind introducing this as a package is that each bill has its own value but will work best if all bills are passed.
That's correct. You know, it was an interesting scenario because Representative Chang and Neely and Phelps and I originally didn't talk about these bills until we had started getting to the final stages of drafting and asking other representatives if they wanted to co-sponsor. And it became very apparent that the legislation really did fit nicely together. And so that, at that point, we decided to push it through as a package. But it really is just the idea is behind making sure that all citizens of the state of Michigan have the ability to have clean water and that they know it and they can trust it. And obviously, in the wake of the Flint water crisis and the reports on our aging infrastructure in Michigan, it is particularly important that we reassure citizens that the water that they are drinking not only looks clean, but it is actually clean. And so that is what the package gets to.
Now, right at the outset, you mentioned that there does seem to be some bipartisan support for these measures. I can't help but notice that all of these measures are sponsored by Democrats. So where is the bipartisanship in that?
So I said historically, on the issue regarding water testing in schools, there was some bipartisan support. In fact, I think that there, if you look at the budget from fiscal year 2017, the fiscal year we just are in right now, but was started in October of 2016, there were measures put forward in there and by the Senate. In fact, I believe Senator Shoemaker is one of the senators. I'm not 100% sure on that anymore, but I believe she was one of the ones who was very interested in this and supported it with another piece of legislation.
Did any of the four of you reach out and seek a co-sponsorship with somebody from the other side of the aisle?
Absolutely. We always always do that. We open up co-sponsorship to members of both parties. But I think, unfortunately, in this case, on the House side at least, that didn't happen. That being said, you know, there is still a possibility of bipartisanship from the Senate. But the way the process works is that if House introduced bill, only House members can sponsor.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and again, this is Issues of the Environment. We're talking with State Representative Adam Zemke. The Ann Arbor Democrat and three of his Democratic colleagues in the State House have introduced a package of bills aimed at protecting the public from lead contamination in our water and creating greater transparency, among other things. Going back to the beginning, Representative Zemke, this starts with the Flint water crisis. Flint residents still have to use water filters. The state is fighting in order to supply residents in need with bottled water, and the replacement of lead pipes carrying water to Flint is moving rather slowly. The reasoning being it is too costly and too burdensome to state government. Now, given that approach to crisis remediation, what tells you these bills will ever become law?
Well, I don't know that they will, to be totally frank with you, David, but I think it's important that we push for it. And I think that the legislation between the four bills touch on four main issues that are very concerning to all Michiganders, regardless of political philosophy. And so I think it would be unwise, quite frankly, to not introduce the legislation just because we thought it may not go somewhere. I think it's important that we set the tone that this is important and that the status quo does have an alternative and that this legislation echoes that alternative.
And to be fair, money is a consideration, and it is important. So in putting together this package of bills, did you and your colleagues determine if passage would mean an increase in water prices for customers or a needed increase in tax revenue to offset costs of implementation and maintenance of the programs?
So we started looking at some estimates, but really what we needed was a House fiscal analysis. And in order to do that, you have to introduce the legislation. So it was important that we get the bills drafted. We get a fiscal analysis, and obviously just introducing the bills is the very start of the process. They're going to go through, if they were to be taken up, they'd go through the committee process, the floor process in the House, and then go over to the Senate and go through the same thing. So we would have a lot of time in that process to debate and understand what the cost implications are. But the first part was introducing the bills so that we could start the independent fiscal analysis through House fiscal.
Has a committee date been set?
There has not been one yet.
We will look forward to that, and that will give us another opportunity for another conversation.
Thank you very much, David. We do, too.
That is Democratic State Representative Adam Zemke of Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. It's heard each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.